Ukraine security issue.
On April 7th, the 43rd day of Russia's war against Ukraine, Russian troops stepped up their offensive efforts in the eastern Donbas region, and Russian missiles and shells continued to target Kharkiv. The General Staff of the Ukrainian Armed Forces notes a change in the Russians' tactics. At first, they were offensive, but after they failed to achieve their strategic objectives, they opted for systematic shelling of civilian infrastructure facilities and residential areas. The General Staff reported 48 heavy artillery strikes on Kharkiv recorded since Wednesday night. All of them targeted the most densely populated areas. Oleksiy Markushin, mayor of Kyiv's northwestern satellite town of Irpin, liberated last week, has stated that the Russian troops killed, tortured, and raped its residents deliberately and on purpose, as part of Moscow's strategy of total extermination of Ukrainians. The mayor cited blood-chilling examples. According to him, after the town was liberated, many of the human remains that lay scattered on the streets had to be literally torn off the asphalt because Russian soldiers shot people and then tanks ran over the bodies. In the neighboring town of Bucha, according to its mayor Anatoly Fedoruk, almost all civilian victims were killed by bullets, not shells. Each day, the number of bodies found in Bucha grows, adding more and more work to forensic experts. Another problem in the liberated towns and villages is the search for missing people. Some bodies may still remain buried under destroyed buildings, but most of them, according to Ombudswoman Lyudmila Denisova, were abducted and forcibly taken to Russia. Now Russian media present those abducted residents of the Kyiv region as captured Ukrainian soldiers, Denisova said. She said the Russians put military uniforms on the abducted Ukrainian civilians and filmed them for their fake news reports. The Ukrainian authorities don't know how to free those people, said Vice Premier Irina Vereshchuk. The problem is Russia demands to exchange military prisoners for military prisoners and civilians for civilians. But Ukraine never captured Russian civilians, the Vice Premier said. Meanwhile, the Office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights said in its latest report that more than 1,500 Ukrainian civilians had been killed since Russia's invasion 6 weeks ago, and more than 2,000 had been wounded or injured. However, the figures are most likely to be higher, since it is impossible to collect information in areas of intensive military action and those controlled by Russian troops. Also, reports on multiple civilian casualties from numerous localities are still being verified, and the figures have not yet been included in the general statistics. The Russian invaders continue to bomb and shell the besieged Azov port city of Mariupol. At the same time, they continue to block the evacuation of its residents and the delivery of humanitarian aid to the city. According to Mariupol Mayor Vadim Boychenko, more than 100,000 people remain trapped in the totally destroyed and isolated city. The Ukrainian authorities, as well as foreign governments and international organizations, are doing everything possible to help the unfortunate residents of Mariupol, but Russia effectively blocks all their humanitarian efforts. Our international partners, Greece and Turkey, join their efforts, but unfortunately the Russian Federation keeps blocking them. So far, none of our humanitarian cargoes has reached the city. Total evacuation is needed. We need at least several days of ceasefire for our buses to reach the city and save our people. The figures are very grim. As of March 21st, when it was still possible to keep the count of civilian casualties in Mariupol, as many as 5,000 civilians had died there. But it's understood that since that day, the Russians have not ceased fire, so the number must have surely grown, said Mariupol Mayor Vadim Boychenko. President Volodymyr Zelensky said in his address to the Greek parliament that after Mariupol, the Russian army plans to destroy Odessa. Russia is absolutely confident of its impunity for anything it does. It is vitally necessary to stop and punish Russia, Zelensky said. Greek Foreign Minister Nikos Dendias said earlier that Athens would demand that the International Criminal Court in The Hague launch an investigation into Russia's war crimes and crimes against humanity in Mariupol. The General Staff of the Ukrainian Armed Forces reported the complete withdrawal of Russian troops from the Kyiv and Chernihiv regions. The Pentagon confirms the information, but notes that 80 of 130 Russian military units initially deployed to Ukraine remain in the country. Each may count up to 1,000 personnel. Currently, Russia is massing forces in the eastern regions of Ukraine, gearing up for a decisive offensive operation, in spite of tremendous losses, up to 19,000 killed in action, and a huge number of tanks, aircraft and other material which exceeds the numerical strength and firepower of the armies of several countries. According to Pentagon spokesman John Kirby, Ukraine has fair chances to win the war, since Russian dictator Putin has failed to achieve any of his strategic goals.
Mr. Putin has achieved exactly zero of his strategic objectives inside Ukraine. He didn't take Kyiv. He didn't topple the government. He didn't remove Ukraine as a nation state. And he's really only taken control of a small number of population centers, and even they weren't the ones that he was really going after. So, you know, Mariupol is still not taken. He's moved his forces out of Kyiv. He's moved his forces out of Chernihiv. They haven't taken Kharkiv. They haven't taken Mykolaiv in the south. I think the proof is literally in the outcomes that you're seeing every day. The Ukrainians are bravely fighting for their country, and they have denied Mr. Putin so many of his strategic objectives. So absolutely they can win.
John Kirby. It is clear that Ukraine cannot win unless aided by its Western partners, and that the war is most likely to last months longer, causing a humanitarian disaster in this country and beyond. Kyiv warns that Russia's war is fraught with disastrous consequences on a global scale and calls on the international community for stronger action. The war in Ukraine was the main topic of the meeting of NATO foreign ministers in Brussels on Thursday. Taking part were also the foreign ministers of Ukraine, Finland, Sweden, Georgia, Australia, Japan, New Zealand, and South Korea. What Ukraine is expecting in the first place is sufficient supplies of weapons, said Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba.